This is Brian.
This is Casper.
Yo, this is ED.
This is Darius Lewis.
This is Troy Hill. And you're listening to the Knights at the Sound Table.
Strip club ass voice and shit.
I'm letting them know that they're listening to the Knights.
Knights at the Sound Table.
We sitting at the table, son.
Yes. I might also add in that Brian's the only person got a Tinder profile pic and stuff on his thing here.
You're dying, man.
How's we going to get through a podcast, man? Because we be dying.
Yeah, was that Ric Flair in the background?
we going in the realms that I'm not familiar with. You 50 years old with some skinny jeans and shit.
I'm not physically designed to wear skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I would need to have like skinny jeans like a kangaroo pouch down there. Because I couldn't wear them any other kind of way. Welcome to the first episode of the Knights at the Sound Table. It's going to be a great show. I got Darius, I got Ed, I got Brian this week. Hey, what's up, Mark? What's
going on?
Hey, Mark, you here? Oh, okay. Just making you hear.
Yeah, I got you this okay. Time.
Oh, man, is that a car horn going on?
Yeah, that's got
I got stuck.
Motherfucker. Mark, you is the wildest ass dude in the world, man. What is you doing, fam? Juice?
So, hey, guys, I got a bell for a hot second. I'll be back.
Okay.
Sorry.
We started with.
You want me in a quiet place? I'm about to be interrupted.
Oh my goodness! It is that time to get back to the show, and this is our lovely Miss Coco coming at you on the main.
Yeah, we like to give Mark an award right now for supplying us with some more radio gold.
right. You get ready to start the show. Oh, I gotta go.
Hey, you hear that? You hear that horn going on and shit, and Ric Flair in the background.
First, I'd like to wish everyone, or hope everyone, had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I mean, how did your Christmas and New Year go, Darius?
It went good. Was able to kick it with family and the kids, and you know, they got spoiled as usual. So spent a lot of money, but nah, everything went good. The New Year came in really nice too.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. How about you, Ed?
And same thing, man. Kids got spoiled. Still playing with toys. My bank account looking lean right now. So I'm trying to decide when I'm gonna take back.
Yeah, it kind of sucks sometimes when you buy new stuff. You always keep, you got like a storage area for the boxes and
man,
plastic. Just because you just never know.
Yeah, you got to
never know.
Keep the receipts and put the boxes in the garage, man.
Yeah, I know. I got like one of those heat guns with the bag hookup where you can put the bag over it and you can seal that shit back up to make it look, you know, to make it look brand new. I mean, some things you just got to do that. I mean, you just got to do that. How about you, Brian? how was your Christmas and how was the New Year?
Oh, yeah, pretty good, man, Troy. I spoiled everybody. Kids got a lot, you know, half stuff going to be broke by middle of next week. But, you know, it's all in the thought, you know, that counts. You know, I mean, you spend a lot of money. You don't ever see where the money went to later on. Kids got, you know, short attention spans, so. But it was good to see them smile, open it up. I spent all this time rapping. It took them like less than 2 minutes to tear it all off. That was cool, you know?
it's always a great experience, you know, watching your child open up that gift, kind of anticipating, you know, is it what I really wanted? Or do I got to do this fake smile because it wasn't what I really wanted, but I don't want to get my ass whooped for not being grateful, you know. But for me, my kids, you know, my kids had a good Christmas. You know, it was a great year. You know, a lot of good memories. You know, and yeah, it's just like with everybody else. You know, and throughout the year, there's, you know, there's good memories, there's bad memories. You know, there's challenges, but I'm thankful this year that I did have way more good memories to outweigh the bad memories. Yeah. You know, it's just like now, you know, we're in a new year, you know, it's time for just to, you know, to re up and just keep the new, you know, just keep the game going. You know, that's what we all gotta do.
Yeah.
But but the first topic I wanted to talk to you guys about, did anybody get a chance to watch Eddie Murphy's comeback on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube. I didn't get to see the actual show, but I saw like the skits on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was good seeing him back, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, to me, you know, Eddie Murphy, you know, it's hard to like measure the king of comedy, you know, because, you know, people do their stuff and then they kind of just like stop, you know, which he's kind of in that category, but he's definitely probably in the top five of my comedians for all time, you know? So, I mean, definitely respect the guy. It still frustrates me that three other comedians have a comedy tour called the Kings of Comedy, and I've never looked at any one of them as a king. Well, maybe Bernie Mac.
Yeah,
I was going to say
the best. Yeah. I mean, the best out of that trio, but you can't say that when you have, you know, you got Red Fox, you got Eddie Murphy, you got Richard Pryor. You know, and even like, you know, Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, Chris Rock, whatever, you know, whatever. You know, and then, you know, late great Patrice O'Neill, another great comedian that didn't really get to jump off, you know, like he should have passed away, you know, due to complications with diabetes probably about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of great comedians out there. You know, Eddie Murphy is definitely probably like in everybody's list, at least their top five for sure, if they're not the greatest. But, he got flack from Bill Cosby, you know, I guess a representative, for Bill Cosby made some scathing remarks about him, you know, saying basically that that Bill Cosby has paved the way for several people, you know, which might be true, you know, I mean, there's no arguing that, but he called Eddie Murphy basically a slave of Hollywood. I mean, I like to get people's thoughts on it because Eddie Murphy has not been in the Hollywood game for a long time. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know if I'd ever look at. I mean, I didn't particularly enjoy him being, you know, putting on the fat woman suit or whatever. You know, I mean, that's kind of like a no-no for me.
Yeah.
However, yeah. So, I mean, what's your guys' thoughts on that in general? Does Bill Cosby? I mean, does. Is it just him just crying over spilled Quaaludes, or does he have a legitimate point?
No, he definitely does not have a legitimate point because Eddie Murphy is no slave of Hollywood. I mean, Eddie Murphy, like when you sit back and you think about it, Eddie was like Michael Jackson back in the day and stuff, you know, as far as like comedy. He opened the door. Yes. He opened the doors for a lot of other comedians. You know, he didn't do any stuff that was making him a slave of anything. I mean, if that was the case, why would he have did the movie Life? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So Eddie did things the way Eddie wanted to do them and stuff. And like you said, if he was a slave of Hollywood, he would have kept making movies over the last 10 years where he hasn't.
Yeah, I mean, he's made some like small movies here that are not really notable,
right?
You know, or anything, but definitely not like doing like the grand scale films of like another like 48 Hours or Beverly Hills Cop or something like that, you know. But hell, I mean, if Netflix is going to pay you all this damn money to come back to do comedy specials, you know, which is happening next year for him. You know, he had that the movie Dolomite movie, which I suggest anybody is like a little up, if you're higher up in age like us and stuff.
Yeah,
it's very inspirational. You know, it's like one of those movies where you have several people tell you what you can't do, and you just keep on fighting, and you do it, and then you finally win. So, I mean, it's definitely a motivational movie, and it's a funny movie too.
Yeah,
you know, And then Beverly Hills Cop's going to be exclusively on the next one's going to be exclusively on Netflix. So, I mean, why not?
Right. Yeah, he eating. And if you notice, man, it was good. Like on the Saturday Night Live event, he brought out Dave Chappelle,
Tracy Morgan.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, that was legendary. That was epic. Yep. So he brought his ensemble of people that he influenced.
Yep.
I think part of Bill's problem, man, and it's just me, is, you know, if you look at Bill way, way back in the days, he did a lot of street movies, a lot of even blaxploitation movies. So he had a certain character, and then he transitioned over to doing, you know, Fat Albert and then the Cosby Show. So he switched it up, and now what didn't happen to him you know, at this point in his life, after being America's favorite dad, that's probably rough, man. So he probably looked at the world through a different lens right now, you know, and it's probably some bitterness there about that, you know.
Well, I mean, well, Uptown Saturday Night, I mean, Let's Do It Again, A Piece of the Action are some classic movies. And yeah. I'm not 100% certain if it's because of Bill Cosby or it's because of Sidney Poitier, which I will also say that I've never heard of any trouble that he's ever been in, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, I just think he's just literally just upset because things worked out the way they did for him, you know.
Right.
And unfortunately, you know, comedians are going to joke about that stuff because there's no boundaries when you're a comedian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't know what else to say about it. I mean, to me, it was just nice. It was just really just nice to see him, you know, on the show again. Because, I mean, it's been 10 zillion years. This is probably like one of the highest watched episodes of Saturday Night Live in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so, man, I mean,
it's just a cautionary tale, man, for brothers that's getting money and stuff, man, because there is a female groupie element to the entertainment life. But at the same time, you can't take advantage of your situation, you know. So if he did what he allegedly said he did with the cocoa and all that sorts of things, man, you gotta be mindful of that, man.
Well, it's not like he got accused like once or twice.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, this is like 50 damn people.
Yeah, he went in.
Could you imagine him just sneaking in people's rooms and stuff? You know, they, you know, so he's like, could you imagine that?
He had that game though. He was like, yeah, would you like some cocoa?
I know. The jello pudding.
I put this in the jello pudding.
Yeah.
To make you all. Yeah,
that man would be
wild
with that.
I mean, it's sad. It's like I said, it's sad, and that's, you know, because it is Bill Cosby. I do believe at one point in time, I think everybody on this show has probably looked up to the man.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, damn. I mean, I was trying to get that damn picture, you know, get that picture pages pen and all that.
Right.
You know, that would have made my life if I would have had a picture pages pen just in there writing around.
But riding a brown hornet.
Yeah, the brown hornet. Man, isn't it crazy though when you think about it? All our heroes and stuff that we used to look up to all messed up and stuff now.
Yeah.
Man, somebody would have came to you and said Bill Cosby was raping people and Hulk Hogan was gonna have like a video just lacing him dropping the N-bomb over and over and again.
I know.
We would have looked at him. Let me tell you something, brother.
especially because
I don't like ends.
He's up here saying this stuff, rocking a do-rag too. You know, I'm like, famous and stuff.
Yeah.
Why can't he cut the last piece of that shit off his head?
Oh, man. Rag. When he take the do-rag off, that shit come off.
Yeah, so Brian, just with the whole Bill Cosby thing, what is your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, you know, here we go again, where there's two legendary comedians, because I mean, honestly, to tell you the truth, from the standpoint of Bill Cosby, is that somebody I always looked up to. That was one of the first people in comedy that I kept thinking, you know, can you know, they could reach having a PhD. Am I correct in saying that's his education level?
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, just seeing a black man reach those kind of proportions. I mean, back in the 90s, you remember there wasn't a lot of black faces on you know, even in sitcom TV. And for him to come out with the Cosby Show was amazing. But at the same time, I also thought of him as being a mentor and a role model, you know, until a lot of the things came out here you know, recent and him, you know, the time that he received and everything. So for him to say something about, you know, about somebody, you know, like Eddie Murphy, just seemed like it was just baffling. Like, why would you want to put another, you know, comedian down that's had, you know, similar success, if not just as much success as you had? And you know, that kind of thing, I think, hit me more than anything. It's almost kind of like a last ditch effort to keep relevant now that you've been locked up and had time to think about something.
Well, I mean, he was primed to have a little comeback of his own. I mean, somewhere in Netflix studio, there is a Bill Cosby special in the can somewhere there, you know, but then he got in that trouble and they, you know, they pulled it, you know, so.
That's true.
Maybe it's him just being bitter, I suppose. I mean, and like I said, I mean, everybody on the show
from the inside,
once upon a time, we all looked up to the man. Yeah. We also understand that he did a lot as far as donating for scholarships and things of that nature. Sure. I believe Dave Chappelle said on one of his stand-ups that Bill Cosby donated the stereo equipment or something, or the sound system or something for the Martin Luther King "I Have a Dream" speech. So. I mean, he's done stuff, but while he was doing all this stuff, he was raping people. Yeah. But
you know, man, he had a lot of fame. He had a huge platform, man, and with that comes responsibility. He, you know, we all men, man. He just, man. I'm trying to figure out how to word it, man, but his demons came out, man, with that. You know, that skeletons came out the closet for real. And I guess
gotta be mindful. They came out like the Junkyard Gang.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, caught up.
They came out singing a song and stuff about dropping people shit in drinks and stuff. Yeah. You gotta drop something in the drink to make it feel all right.
You know what? And that goes to show though, no matter how good you think you are, man, or what you did, you still ain't above, you know, people canceling you, man. You know, and
exactly.
Oh yeah.
But anyways, I mean, that was a great chat there on good old Bill and Eddie Murphy. But let's go ahead and do this. We're gonna take a quick break.
Hey, this is Coco Bands, and you're listening to The Nights at the Sound Table.
But yeah, Bill Cosby was getting it in, though, man.
Man, that dude was getting it in. Hey, it was cold outside. He was stirring that cup of coffee or cocoa.
Get out.
I mean, they said he was just... he was relentless with his stuff, man.
He said he was relentless.
He was.
Like that one woman said she said that she was in the dressing room and stuff, and he came in and says, what did he tell her?
Coco?
Pudding pops.
Yeah. And he comes strolling up. He had that steam coming off that cup, man. Here's the good friends tonight.
That steam shooting off like a lick or some shit. Just getting all up in your nose cavities and just clearing you up.
And he'll put the coffee cup and he'll put the cup under their nose.
Oh, shit.
Right. That vapor action.
I swear. And then you got to throw in that he was rocking a Coogi sweater and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
With them designs.
Yeah, there ain't no telling what sweater he had on there.
Or whichever
grandfather that he had, or father, because you know he had like 15 different fathers on the damn Cosby Show, it seemed like.
He probably put a wife beater on when he came with that coat.
Probably had a hair net covering the throw down and everything. Wave cap.
Moved to Thursday night's NBC on his t-shirt.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
That shit was crazy, man.
Yeah, man. We gotta let the fans know we don't condone that, though.
No.
Yeah, I want to make that very clear.
Shit, they be roasting us.
You
support Bill Cosby?
No, we don't support Bill. Hell no. No, we ain't okay with that at all. We do it the old fashioned way.
Right.
You know.
I got a bullshit.
The old fat pre Bill Cosby old fashioned way. Let me be clear.
Could you imagine him being desperate in the time to Mac? You know, about like 2:30 at the club. Right. You trying to take something home? Other brother shooting game. He getting that coffee.
Walking past him.
Hey, that was a messed up time, though, man. When you desperate in the time to Mac, man. When
it's right.
Damn, man. Ain't gonna never be that. Ain't gonna be never be that damn.
Because I mean, they gonna come at you anyways because you got money and you on TV. If they don't
come to you and stuff, I mean, shit, that one night and shit, you know what you like. Just go ahead and handle that shit when you get home.
Yeah, right.
Be quick about the shit and go to bed. You know? Like, yeah, I like it like this.
That's what you put
in. Same thing. You didn't know. You know what I mean? You look at something.
Oh, shit.
Go home, think about that. You know, get that out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's wild, man.
But you know, that's 40-50 times. That's 40-50 times Bill Cosby just should have came home and just, you know, took care of himself and he'd be all right right now.
Yeah.
He'd have a Netflix, comedy special. Mm-hmm. Hey, Darius, you remember, and this is the last thing for the show, you remember when you used to collect a cup from every fast food restaurant establishment? So when we go, you have a cup so you can get your free
Hell
soda.
Yeah.
Saying it ain't so, man.
No, that shit was real. Shit.
I didn't believe the shit. I didn't believe the shit neither until I saw it. He had a closet on the top shelf. You know, we had a McDonald's cup, a Taco Bell cup, KFC cup, Long John Silver.
Hey, man, you get that refill and stuff without even paying for it. So,
yep.
You will step in sometimes filling it up, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, sometimes we
would. I said you would come in filling it up, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we weren't sure where we were going to go, so we put it in the pre-fill. You open up the case and light up like Pulp Fiction.
Darius was coming through dripping, came through dripping.
with that, we're out of time. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Next week, we're gonna be back with some more stuff. You know, whatever we decide to talk about and stuff. So appreciate you guys. I'd like to give a shout out to Mark. You know, he couldn't be with us this evening and stuff.
Woo!
And shout out to Lee and Cedric also. Oh, well, there's one of the kids screaming in the background. And anybody gonna honk a car horn?
Plus a talk buddy.
But we're out of time. We'll see you guys next time. You guys want to say goodbye to the people?
All right, everybody have a good night.
Yeah, happy new year. Everybody have a good night.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay. All right, you heard it here.
Hey, hold on before we go, picture Ron Isley singing that.
How would he sing it, man? How would he sing it?
It'd be some lot of dies in there, though.
Feliz Mr. Big, say Merry Christmas. Mr. Big, say Feliz Navidad.
Oh.
Okay. We're out, people. We'll see you next time. Nice and sound table. The show. Open your heart, you
Hey Brian, yeah, man, I like y'all quarterback, but I hope he sick this weekend, man. I hope he get ptomaine poison or something. Right.
Shit, speaking of ptomaine poison, is that like a black disease? My mom used to tell me that.
Yeah, it's old school, man. It's old school.
But I've never known the disease that actually exists.
It was in the 70s. It was in the 70s, man.
So it's real.
Yeah, it's real. Ptomaine poison.
My mama slapped some shit out of my hand. Like, try y'all get some damn ptomaine poison. And I thought it was just some bullshit that she made up.
Nah, old people. that's real shit, man. Ptomaine.
Okay. I thought it was a made up shit.
Nah, man, that's real deal. Holy deal right there.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down for my own personal notes. Ptomaine poison. It's real. Shit, I didn't know. You know us, man. Shit, we black, our parents made up shit growing up.
So
shit,
yeah.
Fucking exists. Yep.